Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, broadcasting today from beautiful Victoria, Canada, one of the world's most beautiful cities. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I wanted to tell everyone briefly I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your guides and angels, please give me a call at 509-750-9793 here in the United States or email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. My next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be held in Olympia, Washington from April 12th to the 16th, 2019, and there's a substantial discount of only $55 for the entire conference if you register early before November 1st. For details, just send me an email or give me a call. In addition, this summer from September 6th to the 12th, I'll be taking a small group of people to Mount Shasta Telos in the Hollow Earth. I'll be talking about this upcoming spiritual trip to Mount Shasta in a few minutes. I've been sponsoring trips to Mount Shasta and the Hollow Earth for several years, and it's an incredible place. You see Sasquatch and UFOs and all kinds of interesting things. And if you'd like to go, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or give me a call at 509-750-9793. Really briefly, during this coming week, when Michiko is here in the Northwest, she's offering a special Hado treatments with a vibrational machine that Dr. Masaru Emoto used to use for therapeutic purposes. She can make personalized water and structured water to help people with spiritual and physical problems, and it really does work. If you're interested in having a session with her, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me at 509-750-9793. She's available from July 23rd, Monday, through July 26th, Thursday, and it's a unique opportunity. If you miss her, then you'd have to go back to Tokyo to see her. But anyway, and I have an amazing man on who's coming on now, Neil Garg. Neil, how are you doing today?
Hey, Ted. Hey, Mr. Cole. I'm doing really good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much. Well, you're off organizing a wonderful conference called the Portal to Ascension Conference in Irvine, California on October 5th, 6th, and 7th, 2018. In 15 words or less, could you tell us about the conference?
This event is designed to empower us through many different aspects of conscious awareness, including our true ancient history, the truth of extraterrestrials, UFO disclosure, and the evolution of consciousness. It's meant to be a milestone event that will assist us in increasing our frequency so that we can usher in a world full of oneness and harmony.
Well, you can have more than 15 words if you like. That was great. You have to make it so succinct.
When I start, I can't stop.
Oh, that's great. Well, great. Well, Neil, tell us about some of your guests and how people can register.
Sure. So this conference is really the biggest event that we've ever created. We've been around for 10 years and creating nonstop events. This is close to our 1,000th event production. So it's going to be a celebration like it is our 1,000th event.
And, your 1,000th event. My goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we've been going full throttle and just picking up more momentum. So in this conference, really throughout all the time that we've been working for the last 10 years, people that we've worked with, some people that we haven't but we wanted to work with, this is an accumulation of all of that. We have various types of people attending, different types of speakers. The topics are full range conscious awareness, where not only are we going to provide practical insights and how to empower ourselves so that we can really live in harmony with ourselves and others, but also provide information that is really revolutionary, that's changing the paradigm as we currently see it. My quote that I love to say is that what was once alternative is now becoming mainstream. And that is really the cornerstone of this event, that what was once in 2012 woo-woo is now becoming backed by science. And due to that, we're putting together this event that is a one-stop shop for this awareness, so people all over the world can come and attend it. Some of the headliners that we have would be Robert Schock, who's a world-renowned geologist that is actually one of the people responsible for redating the pyramids and the Giza Plateau and the Sphinx, painting a whole entire picture about true world history that is completely different than what we've been told. And then we have Billy Carson, who has a channel on Gaia TV and other platforms called Forbidden Knowledge, where he creates amazing documentaries providing insight of our ancient past and consciousness and evolution. We have MCs such as Alan Seinfeld, and then just a few others. We have Trisha McCannon, Ancient Civilizations, Paula Harris, UFO Disclosure Journalist, John D'Souza, the ex-FBI guy that basically was the real Mulder in the FBI that dealt with the paranormal files.
And then we have a few people. Really? He'll be interesting. Yes. He'll be interesting. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, he's going to be amazing, yeah. And the amount of information that he has, because not only are we providing like this information and people that already are in the know, but also a lot of validation. Things that you've been thinking about and wondering could be real, couldn't be real, is now coming out. We're realizing, like, for example, with FBI documents, newly released CIA documents, that they're doing remote viewing sessions of Mars 1 billion years ago. And it's a sponsored session right there on the CIA's website. So the amount of things that they're in the know about is really coming out, and these people are leaking over to this community that we're in right now to basically bring out the information. So John D'Souza is one of those people. And then we'll have some other journalists there that are basically people that interview those whistleblowers and bring all of that information together. So not only are we providing information, insight, but also an experience. So the way I like to really call this event is it's kind of like a sound healing concert with ancient civilizations and extraterrestrials. So we're going to have sound frequency vibrations, didgeridoos, gongs, harpists, Peter Sterling, world-renowned harpist. We're going to have sound frequency playing throughout the entire experience there, in between every single speaker, and then in between the speakers will be flowing into different topics and different information. So it's not just like a conference where you attend, you see the event, you leave. It's more of like you get fully immersed into the experience of vibration, and while you're in that experience of vibration, where you're being downloaded with all this information.
Well, that's great. That's great. I had the producer of the X-Files on my show last year, and which was really interesting. And you're going to have the guy who's the real player. I mean that's amazing. Does he have is he going to give a presentation on what the government's hiding or what information there is or like what?
Yeah. So basically, he's going to be providing documents and also information on what his role was with the FBI and what kind of providing validation on things that we probably have questioned, but he actually was there and had communication with people that were in the know. So he's going to be releasing a lot of that stuff. But he's also going to, even though he's from the FBI, because he's in this community and he's picked up a lot of other information, he's going to be touching on the CIA documents, because there's even more documents on UFOs and ETs and remote viewing and metaphysical things in the CIA documents. Mm-hmm. So he brings that there. But his whole approach is really the paranormal, because he's into the paranormal, the spirit realm. So he's not only going to bring the ET component of it all, but also be talking about the interdimensionality of these beings and what the elite and the government knows about the connection to consciousness and the paranormal.
Has he been threatened? Has he had problems getting this information out? Is he being protected, or what's going on? Sometimes people have difficulties when they start talking about these subjects.
Some people say they do, yeah, and then a lot of people, what their disclaimer is that everything that I'm telling you right now is already declassified, or I'm allowed to say it. And there's certain things that you ask people, like Nick Pope, for example, Ministry of Defense in the UK, Paul Hellyer, Ministry of Defense in Canada. When you ask these people things, they'll tell you, oh, well, I can't really talk about that because it can get in trouble. So what I've noticed with John is he actually does that as well. If there's some things that he can't say, he won't. And a lot of times, the documents that they're talking about are already declassified. Like, you can go to CIA's website, you can find it all there. The only thing is, no one's telling anybody about it. No one's pushing it. No one's telling anybody the significance of the fact that they released it and why. So these individuals not only were a part of these programs, but they're just speaking on things that are already declassified, which makes it that they're not so much of a target than other people.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Neil, tell if you could tell my listeners, how do people register for your wonderful conference?
Yes. So you can go to the conference website. It is ascensionconference.com. That's ASCENSION conference.com. And you can sign up right there for the event. You can sign up per day. It's October 5th to 7th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 full days. You can sign up per day, or you can sign up for the whole event. or you can even sign up for the live stream. So if you can't attend live and you're somewhere else in the world, you can always tune in with the live stream and be a part of the experience as well.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, Irvine, I don't know the Southern California very well. Is that close to Los Angeles? About whereabouts is that?
Okay, so Orange County, which is where Irvine is just the next county down from L.A. It's a 45-minute drive from LAX. However, it's actually the airport right here is John Wayne Airport, which is a domestic airport. The flights are almost the same price as flying in LAX, and it's actually extremely convenient, one of the best airports to fly into. And the hotel is right across the street, literally 5 minutes from the gate when you land in the airport. So,
oh, really? That's lovely.
Yeah, and, okay. And October is actually the best time of year to do this because the prices on flights and hotels are really inexpensive in October because of the fact that everybody's back at school and everybody's working again. So we chose a time of the year where it's more convenient for people to fly in.
Great, great. Well, you know, I'd love to have Mr. D'Souza on my show sometime to talk about his work in your conference at some point.
Yeah, he would love that. Yeah, I'll talk to him about it and link you guys up.
Okay, yeah, that would be wonderful, wonderful. And also would love to have Robert Schacht on too. He's a wonderful man.
They both are willing to go on radio shows, so I'll speak to them both.
Okay. Well, let's touch base next week. And Neil, could you give out your website again if people want more information, or maybe a phone number they could call as well?
Yes. So website is ascensionconference.com, and our website for the main website of everything we do is Portal to Ascension, portaltoascension.org. And if you want to call me, have any information, want to share some information, suggestions, talk about the event, 949-302-1213.
Okay, I hope you don't get overloaded because I have a lot of listeners and I hate to have your phone ringing.
I can multitask. I'm like an Indian deity with 10 arms.
All right, Neil. All right. You might want to tell people you're on the Pacific time zone. So if you're calling from Germany or England and it's in the morning there, it's the middle of the night in California. So just remember the time change difference if you do.
Exactly.
Give them a call so you don't wake up, Neil. Well, Neil, you're having a wonderful conference. If you could talk to Mr. D'Souza about coming on. Maybe let's talk next week. We can talk some more. But you're a wonderful light worker, and I'm so happy you're doing this conference, Neil.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much.
All right, Neil. Have a wonderful day, and thank you again so much for coming.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye-bye. That was Neil Garr. He's having a wonderful Ascension Portal to Ascension conference in Irvine, California, just outside Los Angeles, from October 5th to the 7th, 2018. His phone number, again, if you need more information, is 949-302-1213. Now, I'd love to talk about Mount Shasta. And Mount Shasta is an incredible place. I first went there in August of 2015. I had been a speaker at a UFO conference at Mount Shasta with Rob Potter, and it was almost the last day of the conference. And early one morning, I was sleeping in my tent on Mount Shasta, and about 5 a.m., the Talosians, took me to where they were beneath Mount Shasta. And I'll never forget going there. The sun was not like our sun. Our sun is, well, we have a blue sky, of course, but their sunlight was an artificial sunlight, and the light was kind of golden. It was much more golden, and there were no shadows either. It was kind of a strange feeling to walk around in the city of Telos and not have any shadows. All the men and women there wore long robes. The guys had long beards. And it was I was in the fifth dimension. I went there in the astral plane. And what that means is that when you looked at, they had plants, and there was a physicality there. When you saw plants and flowers, the flowers, for example, they had some red roses, red flowers there. The reds were far more intense than they are here in the third dimension. And I don't want to lose anybody today by talking about different dimensions, but there's actually 12 different, I'm told that there are 12 different dimensions of reality. We exist here in the third dimension. And so when you touch your computer or bring up your coffee cup or drink a glass of water, that's all third dimension. But fourth dimension is time. Fifth dimension is a dimension where there is physicality, but there's no time. There's no past, present, or future. There's just everything's happening all at once. I'm told that that the dimensions end, that the highest dimension is actually the 12th dimension. And that's where the God or the supreme being, the entity which created all of this, exists. And all of us are on a path on this planet to go higher and higher, higher and higher through the different dimensions to back to the Creator, back to the 12th dimension. And I'm told as you go up the dimensional ladder, you become more and more of a light being. And as you go through these different dimensions, it's an incredible experience. And one of the things I like about Shasta is that the whole place, the whole mountain, is very, 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 very much in a much, 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 much higher dimension than we have here. For tens of thousands of years, the vibration of this planet was at 7.8 hertz. It's called the Schumann resonance. And then in September of 2016, that number jumped doubled almost from 7.8 hertz to 13.8 hertz. And since that time, I know earlier part of this year was hovering right around between 160 to 190 hertz. And now I think it's somewhere around 230 hertz. I'm told by my spirit friends on the other side that by the end of 2020, about 2.5 years from now, that hertz will go to 800 hertz. And it's preparing us for the fifth dimension. And as people's dimensions go higher and higher, all of us, I'm told, will be able to have telepathic capabilities. At one time on planet Earth, I'm told by my spirit friends that all of us were able to communicate with each other telepathically. But since that time, of course, we've gone into the third dimension as a learning school. All of us are here to learn in some way, but we're now slowly going into these higher dimensions. When you go into Professor Albert Einstein has a very interesting quote on time. He said that he wrote back when he was alive that that time doesn't exist in the fifth and higher dimensions. He wrote, quote, "For us physicists to believe the separation between past, present, and future is only an illusion, although a convincing one." And so there is that distinction between the past, present, and future only in this third dimension. But as you go higher in the higher dimensions, there's no distinction between the past, present, or future. That's why if you get a good psychic can go in and read and look into the future or look into the past, and they go into the fifth dimension. And that's how a good psychic can work to help people. One thing that Nostradamus has told me, too, that the timelines have changed on this planet. At one time, we were headed for a nuclear war, a third world war, but now that has changed, and we're now headed for a very bright and beautiful future. And getting back to the Talosians and the people of the Hollow Earth, they are a very advanced civilization. They went there about 12,500 years ago when there was a conflict between the Atlanteans and the Lemurians. The Lemurians had a civilization. Their base was in Hawaii. Up until about 12,500 years ago, when the Atlanteans tried to destroy much of the planet in a war of conquest using nuclear weapons, it failed. But they ended up destroying much of the civilization at that time. The Lemurians numbered millions in terms of numbers, but 25,000 people of the Lemurians were able to escape, and they escaped to the underneath Mount Shasta, where there are caverns there. And they've been there ever since. Right now, they have a city of Telos there, and they have about 1.3 million people which live in underneath Mount Shasta, and you can access them. They also come to the surface too and interact sometimes with people here on the surface in Mount Shasta. I took a group of people to Mount Shasta back in September of 2016, and several people went to a place called St. Germain's pool. It's a sacred healing spot up on Mount Shasta. And while several people from my group were praying and meditating for world peace, a guy and a fellow in a long white robe showed up with a long beard, and he said that he'd like to join them with the prayers. And so they let him pray along with them. And at the end of the prayers, they asked him where he was from. He just laughed, and he says, "Well, I'm not from around here." And then he bid them adieu and left. But the thing was, is that when he left, he just he disappeared, and there was nothing around for many miles. There was just open space of rocks and everything. And so it was an amazing experience. Another fellow on my trip went down to a beautiful crystal shop located in downtown Mount Shasta called the Soul Connections. And there they have wonderful crystals and lots of books. And he was looking at some beautiful crystals in the shop. And suddenly this woman appeared right next to him. And this lady's and she was startled, and so they started communicating telepathically with each other. She had broad facial features. She was blonde hair, and she was from Telos. She was a human from Telos, a fifth dimensional being who come into the third to look at the crystals in this Soul Connections shop. And they both had a very interesting conversation where he asked where she was from. She said she was from Telos, and they had an amazing, amazing conversation. And then she bid adieu, and then she also disappeared. But a lot of the people from Telos do come to Mount Shasta to interact with people. And the thing that's having them come out for millennia, for thousands of years, the people of Telos stayed inside the Hollow Earth. They did not come out and interact very much with us here, but they've started to interact with us now because they want to help us ascend. As our vibrations, as the vibrations on this planet are going up, as the vibrations go higher and higher, we're reaching the vibrational state of where the people of the Hollow Earth are. And so eventually, according to Simon Parks, both of those vibrations of the people of the Hollow Earth and of the surface humanity will meet, and that year will be 2025. Simon was on my show last month, and he said that that's when we would become a fifth dimensional civilization, and that this ascension process would be completed. 2025 is not very far away, friends. It's now 2018, and that's only seven years off. At one time, Nostradamus told me that this ascension process would be completed by the year 2038. Then that was back about 10, 15 years ago. And then he changed his prediction and said that it would be completed by the year 2028. And now it's 2025. And we've all done it by all of us working as light workers from the bottom up. One of the things that President Kennedy has told me is that he tried to institute changes from the top down during his administration. But, of course, he was assassinated back on November 22nd, 1963, and that process stopped. But he's told me since that time, and I've written this in my book a lot, that the destiny of planet Earth is to become a kind, loving, compassionate, and loving planet. And we're not meant to fight each other. We're meant to live in harmony and peace and compassion. And we're meant to create a beautiful place where our children and our children's children for many generations will be very, very happy and content. And one of the things that I like about Michiko Hayashi's work is that she helps speed that evolution along with her work with love and gratitude and children. But we're very rapidly becoming a fifth-dimensional civilization. One thing I wanted to add, too, is that Susan Miller, a wonderful astrologist from New York City, was on my show in April of 2014. And during her interview, she said that this was a time of truth, that that things that are true become even truer, and those that are false will be shown to be false and will be thrown by the wayside. And I remembered her words. Every once in a while, you know, you talk to somebody and they'll give you a very, very, very profound bit of information, a very, very key piece of knowledge. And I want to thank her, Susan, for giving me that information back in April of 2014, because that's what's happened. Things that are true are becoming truer, and those that are false are becoming shown to be false and are falling by the wayside. This applies, I think, will apply to many governments around the world. Any government or a corporation that's not serving the people it should for a better and happier planet will ultimately fall apart and not be around any longer. One thing that Simon did say on my radio show last month is that the Chinese government will not be around after December 20 of the year 2020, because it's a service to self government that doesn't serve its people. So we'll see. It'll be an interesting time to see to see what happens. One of the things that happens on Mount Shasta is that we always interact with the Sasquatch. And I've said this before, but the Sasquatch are funny. They love white frosted cinnamon rolls. And so when I'm there, I always try to get as many organic white frosted cinnamon rolls as possible. And I always put them around the portals to the Hollow Earth. And it always happens that once I put them out in the evening, they're always gone the next morning. And I can see them there licking their chops and waiting for them. So I'll be going back there again from September 6th to the 12th, 2018. And if you're interested, send me an email or give me a call. I've already arranged a camping spot for everybody, if you like to camp. If you do camp, you'll just need a sleeping bag and a tent. If you don't want to camp, that's fine. There's lots of hotels and motels in the area where you can stay. It's truly a beautiful place. One of the things we like to do is to go up to the top of the mountain and watch the UFOs come in and out of the mountain constantly. If you're a skeptic and you say, oh, I don't believe in UFOs, and how could there be other planets and that kind of thing, well, then come to Mount Shasta and you can come with me to the top on the mountain, and you'll see them flying in and out of the mountain. Typically late at night, early in the morning is your best time. The other thing that happens too is that we always interact with the Sasquatch. Several people actually saw Sasquatch near our campsite. What would happen is that they come into this dimension and then they fade out. They come in and out. The history of the Sasquatch are very interesting. From what I know, there's four different species of Sasquatch. The first kind is called the ancient ones, and they're very much like, they look like us humans here on planet Earth, except that they have this fine fur all over their body. The other three species of Sasquatch actually become progressively hairier, and from what I've been told, they're about 200,000 to 300,000 years old, and they were started when an extraterrestrial human race on this planet did a hybridization between an ancient lemur, which is now extinct, and their own species, a human species, and that and they're still here. The reason why you don't see them very often is because they're able to go in and out of this dimension. They can easily fit into the fourth and fifth dimensions, and they do that as a protective way. I'm also told during the Atlantean times that the Atlanteans hunted them and also viewed them as a competitor on this planet, so they tried to kill off as many as possible. Fortunately, they did survive. Most Sasquatch are very benevolent, kind, loving individuals. I had an instance back in September of 2017 when one of the people of my group, and I've told this story before, a lady named Tammy, she had come in from Minnesota, and she had a van. She was staying in her van. And she went to sleep one night at her campsite, and about 2 o'clock in the morning, the Sasquatch, she said, surrounded her van and asked her if she'd like a healing. Well, Tammy had been crippled for decades and hadn't been able to walk normally without the use of a crutch or a cane. And she said, sure, I'd love a healing. And so then she said the top of her van opened up. There was a beam of light shot into the top of her van from a UFO, an extraterrestrial craft from the Talosians, from the Hollow Earth. And they beamed her aboard the craft. They healed her legs, and then they put her back into the van again and sealed it up. She fell back to sleep, and the next morning she was running around the campsite, really, really happy. And everybody, finally, people thought that she was acting a little crazy. And so I stopped her, and I said, well, what's wrong? And she said, nothing's wrong. They healed me. And I said, who healed you? And she said, the Sasquatch and the Talosians healed me. And so she's very happy, and to this day, her legs are good, and she doesn't need crutches or a wheelchair anymore. So she's very happy. That happens every once in a while on the mountain. We always do joint meditations. There are several different entrances to Telos and the Hollow Earth. And when you go there, you have to be of the highest vibration possible, and in preferably in a good mood. You don't have to be an angel, but one of the things that they always talk about is that they don't like you eating meat. If you do come on the trip, it's good to stop eating meat at least 3 weeks before the trip. And if you do eat meat, it's always a good idea to thank the animal that you're eating, to thank their spirit. If, for example, you have a hamburger, or a chicken sandwich or whatever, and you don't bless the food and you don't thank the animal for giving their life so you can sustain yours, that negativity when the animal died goes into your body and it can cause you to become depressed. Have anxiety. So you're taking that negative emotions from the animal into your body and carrying it with you when you eat that meat. I know when I lived in India back in the late 80s and early 90s, the Hindus there have a distinction between hot foods and cold foods. Cold foods are those like vegetables, which they eat, Hindus eat, and the hot foods are like beef, for example, and chicken, but mostly beef. And they're called hot foods because they have the emotion of the animal. When that animal died, you get that depression, you get that angst, you get that anxiety when that animal was killed. One of the things that happened too on our recent trip, we were a group of us, about 8 to 10 of us, were meditating around one of the portals to the Hollow Earth, when all of us saw the Talosians come out. And what was interesting is that they had very fine dress. They looked like they were dressed in some sort of 19th century attire. And there was all kinds of children from Telos running around. Many of us could hear them giggling and laughing, and some of them played with our hair too. After that, they all gave us messages, and they were there with us during the whole time. Actually, I have a Talosian spirit with me now as I speak. The other thing that happened is that the Sasquatch came around this time, and several people did engaged in prayers for the world. So what the Sasquatch did is that they created a peace mandala made of twigs and rose quartz crystals. And the mandala itself was circular shaped with moss in the middle. And then they put, I think it was like 6 or 8 pieces of rose quartz crystal, which they said were from rose quartz glass in the city of Telos beneath us, what they put around. And then what they did is they expanded the mandala to the trees around this mandala, and it was about, I think they had seven trees around this mandala where they had each a quartz crystal. And then the following day, which is really cool, they created a similar one just down the way at another part of the forest. And so that was really, really, really special. They're always around us when they're there, and it's an amazing place, and I hope you all can come. If you'd like to go, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or give me a call at 509-750-9793. We are shifting now into a new reality, and things are going to rapidly change here in the next six or seven months through the end of the year. When Simon Parks was on my show a couple of months ago, he said that between the spring of this year and the end of this year, December, would be a time when there'd be tremendous revelations about the government, about people, about corporations coming forth. And then after that, we would have 2 years of a lot of structural changes in 2019 and 2020. So it's going to be a very interesting time. One of the things that my spirit friends told me several years ago would be that there would be no Third World War with North Korea. And I want to thank them, especially President Kennedy, of course, and Professor Albert Einstein for telling me that our future is very, very bright. I want to tell you, too, that I've been in contact with President Kennedy now on a regular basis since 2015. And he still considers himself, and I think this is true for most Americans, as president of the United States, even though he's on the other side. He's our spiritual president, and he's never stopped being our spiritual president. And he told me last fall, actually, that he's actively engaged in creating peace here on the planet. And one of his, he told me not to talk about it last year, but now he says it's okay to talk about. He's been actively engaged on the other side in creating peace with North Korea. And don't ask me how he's doing it, but he is doing it, and he's been very successful too. So I'm so happy because under one tract, under one timeline, according to Nostradamus, we could have easily had a nuclear war by now. Actually, there were a series of books written by a famous American psychic called Dolores Cannon, C-A-N-N-O-N, back in late 80s, 1986, 87, 88, 89. The books, I think, are still in print. They're available from Ozark Mountain Press. And what Dolores, Miss Cannon, did is that she took a group of psychics, about 10, 12 psychics, and they all meditated, and they went back to the 15th, 16th centuries when Nostradamus was alive. And they asked him to help interpret his quatrains. And Nostradamus actually had been looking for people in this century to interpret his quatrains, because he said that they were getting, the interpretations were getting all wrong, and that he wanted to, you know, set the record straight and get things clear. Back when he was doing his prophecies, he said the Catholic Church was very strong and the Inquisition was very strong, and he could have been put to death, easily put to death by the Church for making the kinds of prophecies and predictions he did. So he'd often write them very cryptically in what he would call his French and called quatrains, where they wouldn't be very, very, very clear, except that you'd have to be like poetry. You could interpret them any which way. So, any rate, in his three-volume set, edited by Dolores Cannon, they go through all of his quatrains, and he provides many details about an upcoming Third World War, which he said would be started in the Balkans in 1993, 94, 95. He said if the U.S. government went into the Balkans at that time, with military or any other kind of aid, that would eventually bring in the United States, and we'd have a full-fledged nuclear war in the United States by 2005, with many American cities destroyed, burnt. Actually, President Bill Clinton did go into the Balkans, but you know what happened is that we didn't have a Third World War. And now it's 2018, many 13 years after Nostradamus' prediction of destroyed American cities in 2005, and we haven't had a nuclear war, and we're not going to have one, and that's because the timelines have changed. One of the things that President Kennedy has told me is that this planet is destined to become a loving, kind, and compassionate planet. Full of love and gratitude, as Michiko works so hard at doing with the children, and we're going to see more and more of that as time goes by. Except there's a big difference between when he was president in 1963 and now in July of 2018, and that difference is that instead of the changes coming so much, there's some changes coming from the top down, but most of the changes are coming from the bottom up. People like you and me listening to this show, who want to make this world a better and happier place. And so that's what's making me really excited about the future, because we do have a very powerful and exciting future ahead of us. And I guess I look at little children today, little kids, and I know they have a beautiful future ahead of us. If you do hear, for example, on the radio or television, other radio shows and other television programs which might be very negative, just turn them off, because they're not accurate. At one point in the 1980s and 1990s, we were on a path toward a Third World War and an Armageddon, but we don't have that. We don't have that now. One of the things I want to open up is questions to my listeners. If you do have a question about Mount Shasta or the future from any of the great spirits, please send me an email now or give the station a call. Our number here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle, is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or you can send an email to me at outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com. I wanted to tell you too that when you go to Mount Shasta, your vibrations go way up, and you can feel it everywhere. I always feel it when I go there, and the mountain has a beautiful way of grounding you. One of the things that happens too is that when you're at the portals to Mount Shasta, often you'll get bathed in a beautiful purple light or white light. When the rocks literally, when the entrances open up from these portals into the hollow earth, you'll have this beautiful white light come through the rocks, and you'll see a staircase going down. Now, those staircases go down, and they connect, I'm told by my hollow earth friends, to a series of shuttles. One shuttle goes from here to Cusco, or no, actually goes to here to Machu Picchu in the Andean Mountains in Peru. Another shuttle can take you to Shambhala, and Shambhala is located, I'm told by Diane Robbins, underneath the Aegean Sea in Greece. So they go all over the world. They're very ancient shuttle system. Shuttle system's about 12,000 years old, they tell me. And they were established back then to allow them to travel most anywhere in the earth. There's all kinds of civilizations down there, and it's a shame we don't know much about it, but hopefully this program, we can all learn more. One of the things that happens when you drive by Mount Shasta is that you'll see these huge, what's called lenticular clouds. These are clouds which are circular shaped, and people often, the weathermen, of course, look at it and they don't think anything of it. But beneath the clouds, my hollow earth friends tell me that there are ships in that in the clouds, and they are there, and that's how they cloak themselves. It looks like we're getting in some questions for Michiko Hayashi. Michiko, could you come up to the microphone, please? Also, too, you're welcome to email me questions about Mount Shasta as well. But Michiko, thank you so much for coming. I'm going to set the microphone down so you can talk. Thanks for coming up.
Sure. Thank you, Ted.
I have a question from Noreen in Seattle about your HADO treatments. How do they work? Michiko, could you explain how they work?
Okay. We have this machine, HADO means vibration, vibrational machine that was developed by Dr. Emoto's, the best student who has been treating people with this machine for over 23 years now, and I'm using this machine to make people's customized structured water. What it does is, using this HADO machine, HADO machine detects, reads people's emotions that are in the subconscious mind. And the cause of the problems or physical problems that we have comes mostly from our negative emotions that are in our subconscious mind. So what we do is using this HADO machine, we detect the client's negative emotions, and then after detecting that negative emotions that are in the subconscious mind, we will scan it and then find out the vibrational codes that can cancel out the negative codes that are causing the problem, and then imprint water, personalized water, so that the client can drink to heal, to treat or heal the problem. And that's how it works. I hope I explained well.
Well, I think also it's important to point out, too, that everything is vibration or HADO.
Right.
And especially as we move into the higher fifth dimension, where we will be in about 7 years, everyone should gain better health.
Right. I think using this machine, well, people who have physical problems can heal. We can give the therapy to those people with this machine also. But also, no one wants to become sick, or we don't want to get sick. No one wants to have any diseases. And what we can do using this machine is to prevent from any diseases we may have in the near future, and to make ourselves healthy and happy. And also, the amazing thing about this machine is that this machine can help people become wealthy or be successful with the business, or if you are having any problem, then we can use this machine to protect ourselves from negative energies also. Many things. There are many things that we can do.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Thank you, Michiko, for explaining that.
You're welcome.
Because a lot of people don't realize that we're surrounded by a sea of vibrations. And we're affected by all kinds of things. The other thing, too, that we're affected by, of course, is electricity. We have all kinds of vibrations, electricity around us. And one of the things that Simon Parks talked about, I believe it was 2 months ago on my radio show, he talked about the new, what's called the 5G network. Now, the new 5G network is a very dangerous new cell tower system that they wanted, that the cell phone companies want to institute here in the United States and elsewhere. And it's dangerous because it could dramatically increase cancer rates across the country, heart attacks. It'll flood the entire country with very, very much higher rates of vibrations and electricity that our bodies just aren't used to. I don't know why we even have to have a new network. The 3G network's just fine, works just fine, and people are able to use that without. Without any problems. A lot of times when people, I want to get back to Mount Shasta now, we've got about 10 minutes left on the show. At Mount Shasta, people's lives are changed, all changed forever, because once they go into the higher dimensions, there's no coming back. The people of Telos in the Hollow Earth, they tell me they have very advanced technology. And they want to help us now. They're also using their advanced technology to help clean up Fukushima. They've been doing this now ever since Fukushima happened in 2011, which was about 7 years ago now. And I just wanted to let you know that we have a very, very bright and beautiful future ahead of us. One of the messages that they've told me as well is that the chemtrails are slowly being stopped. They've actually, Billy, or Zura from the Hollow Earth, told me a week ago on my show that the U.S. government, the negative part of the U.S. government, had been ordered to stop spraying chemtrails on us, its population. I think we're seeing fewer and fewer chemtrails around the world. One of the places that the U.S. government has loved to spray chemicals on is Mount Shasta. And they've done that because Mount Shasta is a portal to the higher dimensions of the Hollow Earth. One thing that I was told about a year and a half ago is that many of the planes, which appear to be U.S. military planes spraying the chemtrails, aren't U.S. military planes at all. But instead, they're actually UFOs from the reptilians, who have shapeshifted into a craft that looks like a U.S. military plane, and they're spraying their own chemicals in our atmosphere. And the reason they're doing that is because they're trying to terraform Earth to make it inhabitable for humans and more habitable to the reptilians. The reptilians' home planet of Draco, for example, has an average Fahrenheit temperature of 140 degrees Fahrenheit. That's very hot. It also has an atmosphere that's full of sulfur, and it's also full of strontium and barium. And so my sources, my spirit sources and the galactic source, my galactic friends on the other side tell me that's why some negative elements have been spraying chemtrails worldwide, and especially the United States, of strontium and barium and sulfur to heat up the atmosphere and also to make it less friendly to us humans, to reduce population so that the reptilians and their allies can live here. The reptilians themselves, with our atmosphere, the atmosphere is too oxygen rich, so they have to decrease the oxygen. And when they decrease the oxygen, that's they make it less friendly to us humans and more friendly to the reptilians. But thankfully, their plans are being stopped, and they will not succeed. By the year 2025, all this will be completely different. If you're interested in going to Mount Shasta in September, I'll be there from September 6th to the 12th. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or give me a call at 509-750 9793. There are other portals in other parts of the world leading to the Hollow Earth. There are portals, for example, there's a portal at Machu Picchu that goes into the Hollow Earth. There's other places in Bolivia. I believe that there's portals all over the world. I believe there's also a portal in Mount Fuji in Japan as well, a very spiritual mountain where people there from J-SETI, the Japan Center for Extraterrestrial Contact, sees all the time. They fly in and out of the of that mountain in Japan on sometimes a daily basis. But so this is Mount Shasta is not the only place. There's also Mount Adams here in Washington State, where James Gillian has his ranch as well. The Sasquatch are also very active there. He has a wonderful place, and I urge you to visit James Gillian's ranch too if you're down in that area. The purpose of my show, of course, is to raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. And so when I talk about Mount Shasta and all these other topics, it's meant to educate people and show them that there is a much better way, and that we can create a much better and happier planet. We are I believe that all of us are powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier planet. And one thing that President Kennedy said in my show a few weeks ago with Judy Calley, he said everyone has divine intelligence within them. So there's no such thing as a stupid person. Everyone is intelligent, everyone is smart, and everyone has that spark of the divine or God within them, the supreme being. And if they can meditate and tie into that God or into that supreme being, if you will, we can create a much better and happier place. I've always been an optimist, and I think that the coming years will prove that we have some beautiful new times ahead of us, not only for our children, but also our children's children. So when I see little kids on the street nowadays, I think of the beautiful future they're going to have. On most human planets outside of planet Earth, people live for an average of 1,000 years. Here on planet Earth, we're lucky if we get to 80 or 90 or sometimes even 70. But in other planets, people live for much longer. And one of the reasons why they live for much longer is because they're very spiritually advanced. For those interested in their looks and looking young, if you want to look younger, become more spiritually aware. Try to raise your awareness and try to become more spiritually evolved. Because as you spiritually evolve, you will become you will actually look younger. So I've known people in their 80s and 90s who look very young, but they're very spiritually aware. There's no reason why we cannot also live 1,000 years. But that day is coming, my friends. And with that, Eric, I'd like to play the Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension for the rest of the hour and wish everyone a beautiful and happy day. And remember, tomorrow, Michiko Hayashi and I will be at the New Renaissance Bookstore on Hawthorne in Portland, giving presentations from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then also on Sunday, Dr. Emoto's birthday, July 22nd, we will be doing a special water ceremony for world peace at the beautiful Olympia Artesian Well Springs in downtown Olympia on 4th Avenue, right in downtown Olympia. The event's free, and I hope you can come. Thank you so much for everyone listening today, and for helping us all make this planet a better and happier place. I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend. Thanks again for your support.